It's a place that has been attacked by the British, the Army, the Confederacy, and even bands of pirates. That's quite a story for a fort on American soil. We'll go there and sort out the unique history on this edition of the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest European settlement in the U.S., and Amy Harper shares the story.
Ponciliano did land in Florida. He started mounting an expedition here soon after he loses the governorship of Puerto Rico, and he claims all the land in present-day Florida and even farther west toward the Mississippi River and up north through the Carolina areas to be Spanish territory.
Ponce de Leon probably did not ever come here to the site that would become St. Augustine. A subsequent Spanish explorer, Menendez, established the city about 50 years later, still well ahead of Jamestown, Virginia.
Jamestown is the oldest English settlement. It was founded in 1607. So the oldest Spanish settlement here in 1565 is actually 42 years older than the oldest English settlement.
The importance of St. Augustine was not so much what was here in Florida at the time, but what passed here.
We have the Gulf Stream that runs right north along the Florida coastline, and that was the shipping route that the Spanish treasure fleets were taking from the Mexican, Caribbean, South American areas. They were taking a lot of gold and silver back to Spain. So it was very important that the Spanish protected the Gulf Stream, prevented their enemies from settling this territory.
Because of St. Augustine's strategic location, the Spanish began to build forts to protect their claim and their ships. Over the years, there were 9 different wooden forts erected, all succumbed to a variety of forces, rain and hurricanes, and even the Spanish themselves.
The Spanish actually burnt one of their own forts in protest after they didn't get paid from the crown. And eventually, after a pirate attack in 1668 that killed 60 people living in the city, the Queen of Spain, Queen Mariana, finally gave St. Augustine the funds to build a stone fort here.
After that attack in 1668, a new, stronger fort began to be built. And it's that structure, the Castillo de San Marcos, that has stood for over 3 centuries now. We'll have more about the intriguing place next time as we travel the countryside. In St. Augustine, Florida, I'm Andrew McCrae.